tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
I'm delighted to be joined today by Danny Siris for what really is going to be report on historic developments for the United States that are absolutely sensational, even mind-boggling, where it turns out that we have confirmation the president has signed the Insurrection Act. This occurred on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I have this from multiple sources. The military has been activated. There's a rumor he may nominate General Michael Flynn to be vice president, replacing the traitor Mike Pence. Pakistan's in the blackout, apparently because some business deal was taking place there involving General Electric. Things are big in the Vatican, where there are even rumors the Pope himself may have been arrested. Stunning stuff. But Simon Parks has given a report about this. Military intelligence has exposed the operation to take over the United States, spearheaded by the Democratic Party, where Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama appear to have been key players, with complicity from Mike Pence and even the Chief Justice of the United States. Robert David Steele has a nice piece about it. Here's a summary that came from General McInerney just a day or so ago in the White House, which lays out very clearly. Listen to this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And that's just a small part of it. I had seen that 2 weeks ago. And what she's talking about is there's a person who is telling the world what Italy's role was using the satellite, Italian government satellite.
Leonardo.
Leonardo. Yeah, it was funny for Leonardo da Vinci. the Leonardo. And they were changing votes. But there were many countries that were doing that. But it had to be controlled from China using hammer and scorecard, in my opinion, because you couldn't have so many different attacks, because you'd be changing numbers in all the 50 states. It just wouldn't match up. That has to be synchronized. And they all do it like it was late at night in Georgia, 11:30. But the president uses this case in point. You hear him giving a speech. And this is in Michigan. At 06:31, there were, and it's like 142,722 votes changed to Biden. Now, the first time I heard him give that speech, I said, anyone that says 06:31, on 4 November wasn't 0630, wasn't about 6, it was 0631, and it was 142,722, whatever it is, I can't remember the exact number. But it means the president has that data. Now, he has all of this data. And how he's going to get it to the American people. Ann and I were talking to someone that's going to do more of what was just done in Italy, but show you the magnitude of it. Because we have watched it in real time, how that has changed. And the data is there. I've got it on my iPhone that can tell you. So where people are saying there's no evidence, they're the same people that when we're taking, someone was taking a picture down in Georgia, you remember, and they pull the cases from underneath the table, and you say, well, there's the evidence. Well, they say, well, you can't prove that. Look, this is a scorecard from Joseph Goebbels. If you tell a lie big enough, and that's what they're doing, and you see Pelosi, you see Schumer, Ann just told me that Pelosi called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and they're trying to get him out on the 25th Amendment or to impeach him. Why? Well, because on Wednesday, they took Pelosi's laptop. She's friendly. There were some people in there that were special forces mixed with Antifa, and they took her laptop and they had that data. So you'd say, well, look, you only got 12 days or whatever it is till the 20th. Why worry about it? Just let them go out. No, they're terrified because they have that data. I believe they also have a source that is talking like a songbird. And the president is going to spring that person on us so it will completely change because it is someone that has said, I'm not going to do this. This is treason. Remember, this is treason, high treason.
Sir, could he use the emergency broadcast system or emergency action message to communicate this?
Did you see yesterday that an email went around telling everybody about the emergency broadcast system? So there are those little signals that you see. You see that what I saw was the September 18th or 19th executive order 2018 that if foreigners were involved in the U.S. election, the president could declare an emergency. That means he knew back 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's why it's just all come together that COVID-19 was a biological attack. Let's not say it was an accident and it slipped out of a food market or anything. We're not that naive anymore. It's standard. Simultaneously, remember, when was the impeachment?
That's right.
Same time.
December and January when COVID-19 was coming in. So they had that deception. The media is just like now. You look at the media and all they're doing is talking about Wednesday. So something's going on.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction. Military terms, it's a tactical deception.
And they allowed Congress and gave them an excuse not to give the delay because they said, oh, well, now these people are violent. So,
that's how they played it. Yeah. And they knew. And all I can say is we must stand up. You are just like a young soldier at Normandy or the Battle of the Bulge. This is a critical time for the world. Because if America goes down, my wife is ill. And so it was interesting, this morning, the night nurse, I've got 24/7 nurse care, so that's why I'm here. The night nurse said, this is why we came here. She came from Haiti.
Wow.
She said, this is what we tell her. She's got twins, a boy and a girl, 12 children. And she said, my husband and I tell him, this is why we came here, for freedom. She understands it.
Yes.
So, yes.
What would be certain points that we need to communicate to all our church networks around the country?
Well, I was on Carla Dean last night, and there were like 600 25 civic leaders? And that's the question they asked me. I think what we need to communicate is back the president. Tell him how serious this is. This isn't just a fraudulent election. It is changing our whole lifestyle.
It's engineered.
It's coordinated. The COVID-19, it has to be. Look at this.
Yeah.
And what's going on? And we think it's because of medical. Dr. Fauci tells us,
yeah.
Well, we've got to shut everything down. Look at what they've done to the world. And look at the Republicans, the depth of this corruption. I had a call from a chap who was a congressman in Georgia. And he called me. He's trying to get General Flynn because he's talking about corruption in other areas, what they've done. As I said, it's just yesterday that I found out that Comey sold the hammer and scorecard system to the Chinese. So we got a problem. Now, I happened to see this 4 years ago because I was the air attaché in London. And I was a vice commander at 111 Wing in England. And then I was a commander of the 3rd Air Force when we attacked Tripoli in 1986, Gaddafi. I know the GCHQ, which is the government communications headquarters, which is our equivalent of Fort Meade, NSA, signals intelligence. And what is important about it, when it started, the Russian collusion, I saw how the information was coming out of the United Kingdom. They were falsifying it, creating all this. He also said he's... Well, that's the Saul Alinsky model. They were doing what the Democrats... They were accusing President Trump of doing what they were doing. Hillary paid him. So if you see the corruptness that's going on, and it has been how many years it's been going on, why did President Obama move to Colorado, less than 3 miles here by the crow flies, have Valerie Jarrett move in with them, with her husband, and put a skiff in his home because of the signals intelligence? Now, that's the danger. So in answer, you asked the right question. I don't know exactly what we need to do, except we must understand that this is pervasive. It has cut through our whole society. Every senator and House member of the Democrats know that Biden was elected unconstitutional. I mean, is that the model for the future? Stay in your best basement, have one rally with 14 people in a car blowing their horns? Please, it doesn't pass the sniff test. Wake up, America. That's what we've got to tell our neighbors. That's what we've got to tell our church group. And the people that say, well, there's no evidence. There's tons of evidence. Look for it. But how much has Fox News gone out? And I just started the 1st of November, a single person. I don't have people helping me, you know, except Anne and these guys, you know, we're on here. But the fact is, they have not investigated when they say the data isn't real. There isn't evidence. What have they done to investigate? The what?
Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Is it with FBI today?
I wouldn't give it to the FBI.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere else. Anne's got pictures of it.
Okay.
And I didn't. I thought that was counter information operations on us. But no, Anne, I've seen the laptop our special forces took out. That's why she's so frantic. Think about it. You only got, 12 days? The 20th day is the 8th? 12 days? Now let them go out. But they're calling. She calls the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The vice president misses the opportunity. And unfortunately, I believe the vice president's committed treason. Now, never would I have thought in these halls, after walking through the White House, and when my last job in the Air Force, I was the number 3 man in the Air Force and the Air Staff. And I also did Vice President Gore's Reinventing Government. So I would go to the White House every 2 weeks with the whole federal government. I was the one person that represented the Department of Defense for Vice President Gore's reinventing government. I never would have thought what has transpired since that time frame. And so tell everybody, wake up, America. This is serious stuff. We're thinking what those soldiers that went across the Delaware in 1776 with George Washington, that's where you are now. That's where we are. Are we going to stand up for that? Yeah. Well, I've got to run, but God bless you.
I want to play that because the general lays it out so clearly. And this guy was number three in the Air Force. Number three in the Air Force at the time. Notice he's mentioning, among other points, that James Comey, who is at the time the director of the FBI, sold Hammer and Scorecard to China. Unbelievable. And we have other reports that Barack Obama somehow arranged for Italy to receive $400 million to use their Leonardo satellites to manipulate the vote in the United States. Danny, I know you have much to add here. Please join the conversation.
Yeah, hello, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Very, very fine, Danny.
Great. Yeah, I'm glad you played that video. General McInerney has definitely been dropping some bombshells on what's going on. There's no doubt. Comey selling Hammer and Scorecard. Also, another video, he said he also gave it to the Chinese. So it looks like we have several countries involved in hacking our election. It's just not one. I also saw where the guy from Italy, his name escapes me, it's hard to pronounce, came out and basically announced that he hacked the U.S. election. So he's admitting that he did it using the satellite and gives the details. So I'm not sure what else people are actually looking here or looking for. But, we know for sure our elections were hacked. There's so many things going on behind the scenes. It's just a crazy day of news, sir.
Yeah, I think that, Trump is very eager for the American people to learn what has taken place, but that it's a bit overwhelming. There's a wonderful piece published on my blog about it, but we have multiple confirming reports about the Insurrection Act, for example, specifically. Here's one. Well, patriots, I believe the day we've all been waiting for is now in play. It's Sunday, January 10th. One of my very reliable sources has told me he was inbound to Camp Pendleton due to the Insurrection Act having been signed. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a U.S. federal law empowering the president to deploy U.S. military and federalized National Guard within the U.S., in particular circumstances such as to suppress civil disorder, insurrection, or rebellion. The act provides a statutory exception to the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which precludes the use of the military generally to perform police functions. Before invoking the power, it requires a president to publish a proclamation ordering insurgents to disperse. Remember a video shot in the Rose Garden and what the president said, telling everyone to go home, condemning what people were doing at the Capitol? I'm not going to lie. When I saw it, I was angry at BOTUS because I felt he sold us out. He was the guy who called everyone there, and now he was condemning us? It made no sense. But now it does. I also believe that the Joint Chiefs, who are very much been behind this president from the beginning. Indeed, I'm given to understand that Donald Trump was recruited by the U.S. military to run for president because they were so appalled by the degree of corruption that had overtaken the American government, wanted to see an outpouring of public support for the president, which was most certainly provided by what's been estimated as over a million. And as is typical of Trump events, they're very peaceful. They're very well behaved. It was the Antifa infiltrators who made a difference, a point to which I shall return. I just mentioned now a reminder about the executive order regarding foreign intervention in U.S. elections that Trump signed on 12 September 2018, which could result in perilous consequences for the Biden family and others, including the mainstream media. The order begins describing the actions of foreigners in our elections involved in undermining public confidence in the elections, including accessing the election infrastructure. And it talks about the unauthorized accessing of election campaign infrastructure or, get this, the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. And that, I believe, is where CNN and MSNBC and The Washington Post and The New York Times fall within its scope. The order goes on to state that the DNI is to create a report due 45 days after the election, which would have been December 18th, to discuss Americans working with foreign entities or foreign entities messing with our election. It appears that was deliberately delayed to come in after the vote certification so that they could see it all play out in public, where the president has given everyone the opportunity to act in accordance with the Constitution and has been failed again and again, including by the vice president. The order includes strict penalties on foreign entities or individuals who interfere, including the ability to take away property and interest from those entities, where in recent days and weeks, we've heard numerous instances where foreigners were or may have been interfering in U.S. affairs and our elections. Mind you, this includes the fact that Dominion voting machines are located in Canada, that Scylla, which was used to tabulate the vote, is based in Spain. But also now we have this, to me, surprising involvement by Italy, whereas Danny observed we have this prominent Italian official issuing an affidavit about his role in using these Leonardo-named satellites to manipulate the count of the election, and, of course, China. When you have a hammer and scorecard sold to China, that gives them the ability to coordinate the whole business, as a general was observing. It had to be coordinated. Otherwise, you might have very odd, inconsistent results in the different states. So it appears that China also had a dominant role here. Danny, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's several players as it's developing that seem to be being reported that were involved in hacking the U.S. election. I see a lot of activity going on in Rome right now around the Vatican. It's still not clear what's going on there, but to see that, to see Dr. Fetzer, that official, come out from Italy and actually admit that he was put up to hacking the U.S. election that affected, I believe he said, up to 17 states, changed the results and the money that transpired and where it came from. It was quite shocking to hear it. And I hope everybody can go online and hear it for themselves. You know, that just cannot happen. People need to understand the magnitude of all the foreign countries that were involved on November 3rd in hacking our election, sir. It was really bad.
Oh, you're 100% right, Danny. And Trump has done a great job of exposing the perps. Here's a wonderful piece, a letter from the Nye County chairman, I believe in New York, that lays out exactly what happened. As I write to you today, I have no doubt this letter will find many of you crushed under the weight of despair, perhaps lost in a maze of confusion. It's my hope that by the time you finish reading this, you'll be able to confidently join millions of others who support the president in another 4 years. We do well to remember that for more than 4 years, Donald Trump has been five steps ahead of everyone in every attempt to derail him, impeach him, or confound him. For example, he announced on election night in the early hours of the morning that he didn't want to dump a ballot at 4 a.m. What happened just a few hours later, at almost exactly 4 a.m., a huge ballot dump took place that showed he already knew it was going to happen. That was a public word to the enemies of our country that he was on to them. Also, consider the recent incident at the Capitol in D.C. Trump was late to his speaking engagement and then spoke on a number of rehashed things to the crowd of 500,000 plus, I believe actually over a million. But this created a problem. You see, if Trump had spoken on time and briefly, the mega crowd would have been at the Capitol building with the Antifa faction and likely would have been drawn into the fray by accident and confusion due to the size of the crowd. With Trump speaking late and long, the mega crowd was protected and separated from the Antifa groups. It would be very clear that the disguised Antifa people were 95% of those who actually entered the building again. Trump countered because he was steps ahead of them. This is clearly a stage event meant to blame Trump supporters and try to frame Trump so a 25th Amendment could be used by Congress, but it failed. Never mind the numerous videos show the police opening the gate for Antifa. They didn't fight their way in and then leading them throughout the building, for example, to the speaker's office. None of those offices have nameplates. You'd have to know exactly who was where and the Capitol Police led them there. You may ask, why hasn't Trump arrested anyone yet? Why did this have to go all the way to Congress? Multiple reasons. First, Trump has been adamant in following the rule of law and the Constitution. He gives everyone, no matter how dirty, an opportunity to do the right thing, sometimes with warnings such as the phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State. He pushed cases through the court, presented evidence to the legislatures, even told the vice president to do the right thing. But with a betrayal of Pence in Congress, the treason is now complete. Nobody can say that Trump did not allow the process to finish before acting. Second, in order to drain the swamp, you have to know who the swamp creatures are. They can blend in very well with a crowd, but the false event at the Capitol revealed the final traitors for who they were, regardless of party affiliation. Trump flushed them out of hiding. I need to take a moment to speak on Pence. With his treason completed, many of you may not know of his dealings and political posturing prior to the infamous day at the Capitol. Pence was already wheeling and dealing way back during the 2000 elections.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
I'm... When the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got
hard to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
I'm returning to this wonderful statement from the Nye County Chairman, which you can find on my blog at jamesfetzer.org, including links to emails involving correspondence with Mike Pence and Paul Ryan. So I repeat the last short paragraph to continue. I need to take a moment to speak on Pence. With his treason completed, many of you may not know of his dealings and political posturing prior to the infamous day in the Capitol. Pence was already wheeling and dealing way back during the 2016 election season with, wait for it, Paul Ryan. Remember Ryan, the Rhino Speaker of the House? Look at these emails recently revealed. You can find them there. More could be said, but I don't want this letter to become a book. Suffice it to say that when Trump said at the D.C. rally he hoped Pence would do the right thing, he already knew what he was going to do, but was yet again giving the man space to choose to do the right thing. Now, nobody has been more supportive of Trump than Lynn Wood. This man's career has been fighting defamation lawsuits, which means that he doesn't say things, no matter how outrageous they may seem, without them being true, as he knows the consequences of slander. With this in mind, Lynn Wood has become a fountain of information and leaks of hitherto unknown information, revealing some of the depths of corruption and evil in our highest offices. This is the same man who recently said that arrests are coming over the next few days. He called Pence a traitor well before the counting of the elector votes on the 6th. But did you know that he also said that the president, following the Capitol incident, left D.C. on a doomsday aircraft used for communications in the event of a nuclear war with his family and was in Abilene, Texas? This aircraft was confirmed by both flight trackers and eyes on the ground. In short, he is a trustworthy source of information. If you have a means to follow Lynn Wood on Parler, I would highly recommend that you do so to stay abreast of things taking place. So, what comes next? I don't have the particulars, but I can give you milestones to watch for as the coming days unfold. Expect the emergency broadcast system to be activated. The FCC just recently released a memorandum speaking to the requirements under federal law to send messages from the president to the public. Expect confusion. We're in a battle for our republic against elites who are attempting the very coup they are accusing Trump of doing in battle. There will be disinformation, but know that plans are being fulfilled. Expect high-profile arrests to take place over the next 12 days and at any time. You may waken one morning to find someone in high office is no longer there. Expect this to be a bumpy ride to the very end. This is not a television show where things are resolved in 45 minutes. Expect more bombshell evidence to be released between now and January 20th. Expect some sort of internet blackout or outrage. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Gmail are likely going to be affected. If you don't have alternate forms of communication established now, it would be a good idea to start forming them, even if it's just checking on your next door neighbors. Expect Trump to be re-inaugurated on January 20th. Expect the executive order from 2018 and/or the Insurrection Act to be enacted, which has already happened. This does not mean martial law. Remember that we have been under a state of emergency since 2018, which gives the president many powers to act. These things may happen out of the order listed, and some may happen multiple times. As I have been watching closely, many things have been and are in play as we speak. Remember that Trump has not and will not give up. He actually takes his oath of office to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, very seriously. This is why they are so panicked in D.C. They know that Trump will fight while Congress just rolls over. Danny, I thought that was an excellent summary. Give us your thoughts.
I don't see Trump giving up at all. I'd love to hear from him today. I wanted to point out, Dr. Fetzer, that Secretary Pompeo is supposed to speak today at 3 p.m. and give remarks. So I want everybody to know that that just came across. But as far as that Nye County, telling everybody what's going on, that's pretty powerful. It's pretty detailed on what's going on. And, the news is coming in so fast and furious. It's kind of like a fire hose. It's pretty hard to keep up with the details. You know, President Trump being in Abilene, Texas, and being secure is quite comforting, for sure. And being on that specific airplane, it's hard to say what's going to happen next, quite frankly, sir. It's just the time we're living in right now. Who would have ever thought that we would see these events play out in our lifetime the way we're seeing them today? It's quite astonishing.
Yes, and Secretary Pompeo speaking at 3, is that 3 p.m. Eastern time then, Danny?
Yeah, Eastern time is what the bulletin says.
So it would be 2 p.m. Central and noon Pacific.
Yes, sir. So okay. He's supposed to give remarks on the situation today. So we'll see if he actually comes on, but it is scheduled.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Meanwhile, man with foot on desk in Pelosi's office at the Capitol has been arrested. These are a number of stories about the Capitol intrusion, which was clearly orchestrated and staged. Richard Barnett, 60, of Gravette, Arkansas, was taken into custody in his own state on charges of entering and remaining on restricted grounds, violent entry, and theft of public property. He also claimed he knocked politely on the door to the California Democrat's office, but I say, how would he have known, because her nameplate is not on it, but then was swept aside by others who had breached the Capitol. That's interesting. Here's another report about it. The military took all the laptops from Congress when they left the premises. They were messaging the Chinese Communist Party, Antifa, and the fake news. This onslaught of the Capitol building by Patriots / Antifa was a sting operation. They were caught red-handed. And that appears to be in more than one sense, Danny. The dude wearing the horns is supposed to have been an undercover operative. I won't comment further on that, but allegedly he made many appearances bare-chested to show he wasn't wearing a wire, but actually had cameras inside his horns the whole time. We have photographs of the laptops, and Danny, there are more than 20 laptops here that were seized. Meanwhile, we also have photographs of some of the special ops who were engaged in these efforts. Very, very important, very effective. Here's a nice description of the event as it went down. Big night. I will update you with what I can, but don't ask any questions. Trump has it 1,000%. In a couple weeks, you'll be crying tears of joy and cheering at the same time. When Trump is ready, he'll announce it over the emergency broadcasting system. Twitter, Facebook, and other socialist social media groups think they've stopped Trump. We'll look like deer caught in the headlights. The frosting on the cake was last night when the congresspersons ran out of the house. 15 left their laptops on the table. Trump supporters picked them up and gave them to the correct authorities, Trump's people. Among those left behind was Nancy Pelosi's. Trump will start releasing the declass, meaning declassifying all these terrible reports on these corrupt acts by many of the key players. You will be shocked in horror just looking at videos, copies of bank statements, emails, and the depths of the evil. Every party, every department, every administration for decades. The reason we had to go through all this drama was for people to become aware, angry, and ready to look at all the evidence and demand justice. It'll take months just to get all the big stories out. You'll be glad Trump just moved the two huge prison barges to Gitmo. This adds another 12,000 inmates to the already greatly expanded prison. The arrests will include small town mayors to former presidents and first ladies, including Michael Obama, judges, police chiefs, billionaires, media, Hollywood, and many foreign leaders. I'm telling you this because some of you are worried and I'm concerned about your health and well-being. Trump announced there will be a peaceful transition to the new administration. Some of you read that wrong. The new administration is his. He will be bringing in a lot of new people. It will look and run completely different. Trump needed the drama of the last 2 months to see who he could use. Now he knows. Be patient. Don't listen to the news. Even Christian conservative programs are clueless on what is going on. There is no perfect station to go to, but there are people in the know you can trust. They include Donald J. Trump, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and General Michael Flynn. It's only a few more days, and it will start to roll out. Some of it will be hard to believe, but they have all hard evidence and easy to understand. This has taken a lot longer than any of us wanted, but every minute was important and worth it. Trump could have stopped it much earlier, but he needed you to see it, catch all involved, and stop the crime families that have been stealing our country for generations. Good night and God bless. Now, among the documents coming from Nancy Pelosi's laptop is a letter from the Speaker of the House to the mayor of Portland, Oregon, dated 27 August, 2020. That's just a few months ago. Dear Mr. Wheeler, I have seen your response to the riots in your city, and I am urging you to stick to the proven Democratic playbook, which, by the way, I would say is Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. I would like to review this with you now. And she offers 5 points. 1, deny there is a problem. Press will support this. 2, refer to everything as peaceful and calm. Press will help here also. 3, when all hell breaks loose, go on camera and show your support for anybody breaking the law. Press will praise you for this. You will be a new hero, trust me. 4, when you can no longer keep any order, blame Trump. That's all in caps. I cannot overemphasize 4. This has worked every time we have used it. And again, the press has told me they will support and fact check any claim we make. This is political gold. Again, all in caps. 5. Go on television and condemn Trump in caps and refuse any assistance. We cannot in caps give Trump in caps any victory before the election. Best wishes, Nancy Pelosi. Danny, that's about as good an example of domestic terrorism or betrayal of the Constitution of the people of the United States as I can imagine, coming directly from the Speaker of the House to the mayor of Portland, who's let Antifa run rampant and destroy businesses in Portland, just as have mayors in Seattle, Chicago, New York, and elsewhere. Your thoughts?
You know, sir, I have not seen that letter till just now. That's a treasonous letter. To me, that's almost criminal, sending a letter like that. I'd like to get a copy of that from you.
Sure.
That's quite amazing that Pelosi would send a letter out like that. I'm sure that's just one of many more to come. But, you know, we can see that playbook. I think it's pretty good. You said the Saul Alinsky playbook. That's exactly what it looks like to me anyway. That's my opinion. And, you know, for her to give instructions as the Speaker of the House to a mayor to continue violence, to allow the dismay and disruption of the city to keep happening like that, putting people's lives in play, destruction of property. For her to be involved in that and to be inciting that with the mayor to do nothing, I don't really know if treason is even strong enough for what's going on. I'd also like to point out some of the videos that are coming out about the so-called siege that happened at the Capitol building. You know, the more evidence I look at, the more and more that was a complete plan. I know you showed the pictures of the special ops grabbing the laptops, but what we're not seeing is the supposed shooting that I'm convinced does not look real at this point. I'm also seeing videos now that are coming out, cell phone videos from other individuals that were there that show actually somebody passing out weapons through the Capitol building window out into Antifa members. So what were the weapons doing? Baseball bats being passed through the windows from the inside to the outside. There's so many things that are going on right now that are starting to come out. It's unbelievable. I just hope the public gets a chance to see all this, sir.
Well, I think it's happening, Danny. Here's more along that line. Here we have a woman who is there. Listen to her account.
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm a small business owner. I came out here to support Trump. It was pretty terrible yesterday. All of us were fairly peaceful. There were a couple of undercover Antifa that were in the group. They were disguised. Some of them had red bandanas, but most of them were wearing like Trump hats, either backwards or like loosely fitted in order to kind of like stand themselves out.
I'll just let you know, man, it was a peaceful protest. We were sitting there. You know, you've got some kind of actors that are trying to goad people into doing stuff, but it was almost like the cops just let everybody in. It was like we didn't storm the Capitol. We actually walked up the steps right there. There was a couple like groups over that busted through, but other than that, I mean, it was almost like they just let everybody else through. Like once a group kind of busted through, it was like they were just turning around. It wasn't even a mad rush. It was just everybody walked over there. It was like as soon as they took two or three steps after the cop line, the cops just kind of backed off and just let everybody walk over there.
Police are squabbling with protesters. Oh, there we go.
When I was walking to the Capitol, I have a broken foot, so I left early to try to avoid the crowd. And I was walking, and this guy with pads on and kind of like army colored clothes, he was like talking in a walkie talkie, and he goes, "All right, guys, I've got like a team of six guys, blah, blah, blah." And I just thought, oh, it's ex military getting all really excited about like all his buddies are here. But then I saw him on the news last night, and I was like, holy shit, that was Antifa. And I know that when I was up there, one of the guys that was like pounding on the window, this cute girl, I think she was Cuban, she had a little tutu on, but she screamed like Antifa, Antifa, and like some guys grabbed him.
I saw a guy in a gray jacket, no Trump paraphernalia at all, with a little mini hammer or something like that, breaking the window. And then I saw three Capitol Police tackle him, and that was it.
Truth and fact, there are people dressed up in MAGA hats
and other gear that are pretending to be MAGA supporters, and they're instigating, and they're preying on the emotions of all Trump supporters. Listen to this. Listen to this. These are people that love the cops. We love the police, but a few Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters.
They were dressed as Trump supporters, but I could tell by their conversation that they were looking to do, and I heard them say, we got to shake this up so that these people look bad, and I saw them break a window on the Capitol. I'm an emergency management coordinator in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, and these people were talking amongst themselves, and I was standing and listening behind them what they could do to make Trump's people look bad.
One marked state trooper vehicle, two black SUVs, there's three state trooper vehicles escorted four Antifa shuttle buses right here from center. There was actually five vehicles total. There was three up front, two in the back. They escorted right here, waited for them to get off their buses, and they had the state troopers unloaded and took their positions. Here's the black SUVs up front.
Wow. They freaking brought damn Antifa here.
They escorted them here.
You've got to be effing kidding me.
White splash.
Patriots, are you guys watching this? You guys share this video, please. You've got to be kidding me.
A lot of Trump's people started saying, these aren't our people, and started walking away.
We out there strapped. We out there ready to burn that shit down. We out there to defend our fucking self. We got to defend ourselves now, too. We do. Because power to the people. We got to fucking rip Trump out of that office right over there. Fucking pull him out that shit. Nah, we ain't about fucking waiting until the next election. We about to go get that motherfucker. I ain't about that shit. Because you know what time it is? I want y'all to be after me. It's time for revolution. It's time for revolution. It's time for revolution.
Utah John Sullivan is the founder of Insurgents USA, a civil rights group. He says he was in D.C. to document Wednesday's protest and found himself behind the group that eventually made their way inside the Capitol, and he climbed in through a broken window.
They weren't really trying to burn anything down. They weren't really trying to break anything. Their main motive was to make it into the chambers.
And in that process, one woman was shot and killed. John was standing right next to her when it happened. John says police were no match for the overwhelming amount of people inside.
Those protesters got angry and they busted through those officers really quickly.
Got misconception. Got it all. I felt right there. I swear.
So it's really, really unfortunate that a really amazing movement and some really incredible people came together to kind of fight a fraudulent election, and now they're slandering us. But it's kind of ironic because all these cities were burning all summer, and where was the criticism then? Just gonna say.
Very nice report. Turns out this guy, who is a left-wing activist, John Sullivan, whom you heard quoting there and making obscenities, was there claiming, that the Trump people were at fault here. We have the report, of course, about the shooting. She was right beside the woman who was shot, and yet we have reports like this from Michael T. Pyle. Based on my training and experience as a law enforcement officer, it's my opinion that the shooting that took place inside the Capitol chamber was a staged event used as propaganda to meet a certain goal. Please see my attachments below. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama calls on big tech to ban Donald Trump. Trump tweets from other government accounts after being banned. Twitter deletes them and restricts the accounts. The president was banned permanently from Twitter on Friday after the company said there were further plans for political violence. Mike Pence, here's the tweets he got out before he was banned. Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth. And I have reports that over 100 legislatures legislators from various states had written to Pence to ask for a delay so they could have their legislatures convened to set the record straight. We also have a protester admitting he was paid on video. In a recording, a young unnamed man is seen saying he just left the protest at the Capitol and had a big bruise on his leg, that he had a difficult time pulling off the act that he was paid to do. He went on to confess he was paid to pretend to protest. He refused to say who gave him the money, but said it was an organized effort. Here's his photograph. And let me just say, Danny, those Antifa members who were, brought in SUVs, that looks like the mayor of Washington, who was in collusion with Nancy Pelosi with the Capitol Police to arrange this stunt. This is classic Bolshevism. This is a totally communist tactic. It's outrageous. And I'm glad that it now appears that the traitors are going to be arrested and prosecuted and punished. Your thoughts?
Well, some of the reports, sir, are saying that a few people that were in the Capitol have been arrested. I don't know how accurate they are because I don't see any photographs. But reportedly, a few of them have been arrested that have gone inside. But, you know, when you see the D.C. police, sir, on that video that you showed, actually escorting the busloads of Antifa to the Capitol, and sort of arranging that whole thing, leading them in there, clearing the street to let those buses in. There's obviously something going wrong. Anybody can see that is not normal behavior for the police to be aiding and abetting Antifa to come in like that on or obviously organized buses to do that. We got a real major problem. There's a lot of stuff in play here. And I'd like to point out about that shooting. You know, I agree with that report about the shooting. I've analyzed the three, possibly four different video angles now that are out on that shooting. There's one report. It's a photo analysis of the man that was actually holding the pistol. It's a new angle. And the man holding the pistol has a mask on his face, like a dark type of mask covering his mouth. And it you know what? Through the analysis, showing kind of a time box analysis, he's showing that it looks a lot like Chuck.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Thank you. This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me
a dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, with my special guest once again, Danny Siras, and we're going over these historic developments because we have so much more to cover. I don't expect to take callers until the final segment of the show, but here's the number to call in where Mitchell will field your call, 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. I'd especially encourage new callers who've never called into the show before to take the opportunity to call in to express your opinion or raise questions with Danny and me. This is an unbelievable period of turmoil in America, but it appears that the right man, the good guys, are in charge. The call-in number again, 540-352-4452. Danny, you were saying that based upon your look at this player, that it might even have been Chuck Schumer. And let me say, by the way, Danny, it wouldn't surprise me if it were.
Yeah, in looking at the photo analysis that he did, the time-lapse photo analysis through that little window, it's a cell phone footage, but it looks a lot like Chuck Schumer holding the pistol, pointing it at the girl that was coming through that other little window. He's holding it up. It's almost like he's pausing and waiting.
Yeah.
It took a few seconds. It wasn't like it was a quick draw the pistol and shoot. He's almost like he was waiting for a cue, and you can see his face with the black mask on, but the hairline, the face, the forehead, you know, I'm not sure if I sent you that photo analysis, but it looks a lot like him in this new cell phone footage that have come forward. And you see when the girl falls back, when he fires, it's one shot. You can see that nobody reacts around the girl.
Yeah.
No one ducks their head. You know, if a gunshot goes off, usually people duck their head. They go to the ground. They start running. What was interesting is nobody in the area even flinched or moved. They had no concern that somebody was shot. And then she crawled down out of the window. She did not fall back. She crawled down. She had a pillow-type object backpack pillow behind her already ready to go. You can see that she smeared the blood on her face because there was no blood at the time. You can see it. And then you see one of the police, and it's unclear. He's wearing a helmet. He has a long arm coming down the stairs. He actually pulls his rifle and points it up in the direction of where the person is with the pistol that took the shot. Then he puts it down and he takes his arm and extends it towards that person and gives him the thumbs up sign. Like, good job, A-okay, everything's okay. You know, he wasn't planning on being filmed. You can tell by the look on his face. That's not reactions of the police, sir. It definitely looks like a staged event. I don't believe it to be real whatsoever.
Danny, I agree with you 100%. Yes, it is interesting how he stands there holding the weapon out for a lengthy period of time. It's not as though he's responding spontaneously to a sequence of events that's unfolding. He's there staged. He's in position. He's following a script. I agree with you 100%, Danny.
Also, Chuck Schumer is known to have a concealed carry permit. Very hard to get in his state, whether he has a permit and that allows it in the Capitol building. I know there's special provisions for that, but it wouldn't surprise me him being a Democrat that he has some sort of a special permit to even have a firearm in the Capitol building in the first place.
And listen to this, Danny. The political director of ABC News is talking about cleansing America of Trump supporters. Trump will be an ex-president in 13 days, he tweets. The fact is that getting rid of Trump is the easy part. Cleansing the movement he commands is going to be something else. Where Diane B. comments, I want people to remember that Rick Klein made this comment today about people who have a different political view. He is the political director of ABC News. The word he used, cleansing, is beyond disturbing considering his position to state 75 million Americans must be cleansed. Meanwhile, Biden calls pro-Trump Capitol protesters domestic terrorists. In the wake of pro-Trump demonstrators entering the U.S. Capitol building, Joe Biden made it clear he views the incident as terrorism in comments he made Thursday. Don't dare call them protesters, he said, from Wilmington, Delaware. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple. In a gross misdescription of what actually happened, Danny, I mean, this is grotesque. Biden said he plans to make a priority of passing law against domestic terrorism. The Capitol incident will likely speed up the process of crafting domestic terror-related legislation that could have grave implications for the civil liberties of all Americans. They're also reportedly considering new red flag laws that would give law enforcement more authority to confiscate firearms. Biden voted for the 2001 Patriot Act, which greatly expanded the federal government's surveillance capabilities. He has said the Patriot Act was modeled on a terrorism bill he wrote after the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, which, of course, was another false flag, where Timothy McVeigh and his fertilizer bomb could not have done any damage to the building that was substantial. It was physically removed from the building by a sidewalk. The blast from the fertilizer bomb would have blown outward and upward. There were two seismic reports, the one from the fertilizer bomb, relatively modest, and then the other from the main set of demolitions that took the body, the mass of that building down. And Danny, as you know, that was an unbelievably sturdy structure. Meanwhile, he's quoted as saying in the New Republic back in 2001, I drafted a terrorism bill after the Oklahoma City bombing. And the bill John Ashcroft sent up was my bill, referring to then Attorney General Ashcroft. In a 2002 Senate hearing on FBI counterterrorism efforts, Biden again took credit for creating the Patriot Act. Civil libertarians were opposed to it, he said. Right after 1994, you can ask the Attorney General, because I got a call when he introduced the Patriot Act. He said, Joe, I'm introducing the act basically as you wrote it in 1994, actually, it would have been 1995. But the fact is, this is massive and disturbing. Here's something else I just got, Danny, as we have gone on the air, this has shown up. The Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden pledged to allot relief to small businesses on a racialized basis in a video posted to left-wing big tech platform Twitter on Sunday, stating that our priority will be Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses and women-owned businesses. Danny, that is so corrupt. That is so un-American. I mean, that just reveals this. This is a movement that's completely taken over by communist socialist agenda. I mean, it's an extremist agenda. And there's Biden right in there pitching.
I would agree with that, sir. You know, obviously, that what a racial thing to say, that he's only going to support one particular group of businesses based on race or the color of their skin. You know, he's obviously reaching out to what he thinks is some sort of his base, I believe. I'm not sure why he wouldn't say all Americans. What does it have to do with the color of your skin, your religion, or your race on what kind of a business owner you are? If you suffered through this whole thing, a business owner and you're an American is a business owner. Well, why should one business owner get any extra help over another business owner simply because you're Black, you're a Latino, or whatever race you are? I don't understand what that has to do with anything whatsoever. What a crazed statement, sir. I don't even know what to say about that.
I know. It's disgusting. It takes my breath away. Tom Lehrer used to, in one of his songs, joke about discriminating on the basis of ability. This is like, you know, discriminating against the entrepreneurs who've made their businesses successful, whether they're Black or brown or Asian or what have you. I mean, it's just completely outrageous. I'm just disgusted. But once again, we see what these Democrats want to bring us. Meanwhile, get this. Hillary Clinton under consideration for Biden's UN ambassador. And of course, we got a lot of stories about Hillary gloating over the demonization of Donald Trump and the events at the Capitol. Meanwhile, and this is quite ironic, Trump's approval rating rises after the D.C. protest. The Rasmussen poll, among the most accurate of the 2020 election, finds President Trump's approval is actually rising after Wednesday's protests. As Democrats move to impeach and some establishment Republicans call for the 25th Amendment to remove him, the poll finds 48% approve of the president's job performance. A source close to the polling firm tells Newsmax the rolling survey saw Trump's approval soared to 51% on Thursday night. This was in the aftermath of the fiasco at the Capitol. Trump's approval has been up overall, jumping from 45% just before Christmas. Americans are disgusted that cities burned for months and Washington and the media did nothing, our source said, but they still like Trump. Now get this, Danny. Here's something I added to the stories. You don't have it there. Your outrage is manufactured, contrasting the BLM riots, left-wing violence, with the Capitol riots, alleged right-wing violence. BLM riots lasted 7 months, Capitol several hours. BLM riots condemned mostly by Republicans, Capitol condemned by all Republicans and Democrats. BLM encouraged by media and politicians, Capitol encouraged only by fringe political groups. BLM police force used. Actually, they really didn't use police force against. So that really is incorrect. That should say police force not used. Capitol riot, police force used. BLM riots, 23 plus people shot dead. Capitol, one person shot, and it appears to be fake. BLM riots, 700 officers injured. Capitol, 14 officers injured. BLM riots, 150 plus federal buildings damaged. Capitol, one federal building damaged. BLM riots, hundreds of small businesses destroyed. Capitol riot, no small businesses destroyed. Overall, BLM riots, no outrage. Capitol, nationwide outrage. Danny, that says so much about what's going on here in the politics of these staged events.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, what they're not getting at is the whole thing at the Capitol building was staged in the first place. You know, it's amazing that the pundits on television, the mainstream media, which I try not to watch that much of it, but I kind of watch a little bit just to see what the other side's doing. The way they're crafting the story, you know, where I'm at, sir, some of the media are actually alluding almost like the president, Donald J. Trump, somehow got that group together and planned that whole thing at the Capitol, and that it was like him that initiated it and carried it out. It's so far off track of actually what happened. They're not looking at any of the videos. They're not looking at any of the evidence. They're not looking at the police that led them in the building. They're not looking at anything. And it's just a complete narrative that they're trying to pound on the people to justify this, the whole Biden situation in the first place. It's one of the most lunacy, ridiculous things I've ever seen. I mean, books are going to be written about this, sir. This time in history, I never thought I'd live to see this kind of stuff. I've seen some pretty crazy stuff, but nothing quite this over the top, this outlandish. It's remarkable what's going on.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I mean, look, what were the fires or the arson or the looting? See, they did have some Antifa walk out with Nancy Pelosi's lectern. I'm sure that was pre-designated. They wanted to have something that they could show on video. But it was the Antifa people who were taking it. Trump people don't do that. I mean, it's just astonishing that we've had so many Trump rallies all over the country, and they've been uniformly peaceful and controlled and sympathetic and enthusiastic. Meanwhile, Glenn Greenwald has been speaking out, blasting big tech for censoring unilaterally with no standard accountability or appeal. Journalist Glenn Greenwald has criticized Silicon Valley tech companies for an increase in censorship following the recent suspension of President Trump's social media accounts. Greenwald expects the masters of the universe, as they think of themselves, to quickly escalate their censorship, as the belief that tech oligarchs should police our discourse is a virtual consensus. Greenwald's tweets can be seen below and come in response to former First Lady Michelle Obama's call for tech companies to permanently ban President Trump from all of their platforms. So far, Facebook is permanently suspended, but now we know it's extended to virtually all of them. Glenn Greenwald tweeted before he too was banned, which I'm sure has happened. A handful of Silicon Valley oligarchs decide who can and cannot be heard, including the President of the United States. They exert this power unilaterally with no standards, accountability, or appeal. Politics now is begging them to silence adversaries or permit allies only to speak. NBC News. Just in, former First Lady Michelle Obama calls on tech companies to permanently ban President Trump from their platforms and put policies in place to prevent their technology from being used by the nation's leaders to fuel insurrection. But it's they who are fueling the insurrection. Glenn Greenwald wrote, "This is particularly menacing because they're not just like any other companies with competitors. A Democrat-controlled House subcommittee 3 months ago definitively concluded that four of them, Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Apple, are classic monopolies. Demands that Silicon Valley censor more were already rapidly escalating after yesterday. There's that tech oligarch should police our discourse is a virtual consensus. Look for way more." As he wrote before, this is very reminiscent of most 911, 911 calls for. You know, censorship then, outrageous. Danny, your thoughts? Danny, I seem to have lost Danny. Not good. Perhaps he'll be able to rejoin me. I wouldn't be surprised that he should be censored himself by interference. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson made a fascinating observation on his show last Thursday, which I watched. Very impressive, very impressive. Here we have Danny back. Danny, were you able to pick up on what I was talking about, the internet censorship and Glenn Greenwald?
Yeah, now I'm back. Can you hear me okay?
Don't Yes, Danny.
Okay, the screen went black. I don't know what happened. We had some sort of a disruption.
No. You were knocked off, Danny. It's obvious. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, sir.
Not a problem.
Right as soon as you talked about Greenwald, I was cut off, sir. I apologize.
Okay, that's not a problem, Danny, right? It's just he was protesting how the tech giants believe they're entitled to censor everybody, and then the Democrats are encouraging it. Here's a wonderful report that I think is very penetrating from Tucker Carlson. GOP leaders despise their own voters. Thursday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson sounded off on GOP lawmakers, some of them and their staffers, saying the riot at the U.S. Capitol this week by President Trump supporters that resulted in multiple deaths was racist. Some Republican officials are even mulling removing Trump from office in the wake of the chaos at the Capitol, which I add they orchestrated. The Tucker Carlson Tonight host questioned what was racist about the group of people storming the Capitol. He went on to agree that the main problem in the GOP is that the money class, like much across the country, sneer at the lower class. Carlson said Trump embraced the lower class, but Republican leaders despise that group. He called on Republican leadership to wake up and push back against a crackdown on civil liberties in the United States. And let me say, Danny, what Tucker is about to say, as I'm going to report it, suggests to me the need for a third party, an America First party, because the Democrats have gone complete socialist communist, and that is not suitable for the United States. And the Republicans want to go back to the rich money establishment types who could care less about the average working man and woman here in the United States. So I believe we should have a new America First party emerge, of which Donald Trump will be the leader. Here's a partial transcript. This afternoon, a group of Republican staffers on Capitol Hill, lawyers who worked for Republican elected officials, texted each other and concluded that actually, now that we think about it, yesterday's protest rally really was racist. Yes, it was racist. Those are the people protecting you. With bodyguards like this, tens of millions of Americans have no chance. They're about to be crushed by the ascendant left. The people say, oh, I don't think they should be able to fly on airplanes. What country is this? These people need a defender. You need a defender. Why is no one defending them? The main problem, and this really is the main problem, on the right anyway, the people who run the Republican Party don't really like their own voters, and they especially don't want the voters that Trump brought. Trump brought the party's ranks noticeably downscale from the country club to the trailer park, as they often sneer, and this horrifies them. Many Republicans in Washington now despise the people they're supposed to represent and protect. And by the way, it's not just Republican leaders who feel this way. It's our entire leadership class. It is everyone in charge. You rarely hear it spoken out loud, but this is the truth. A very specific form of intra-white loathing at the core of the reaction to Donald Trump. Here is what it is. Nothing is more repulsive to socially anxious white professionals than working class people who look like them. Proles are their single greatest fear. They remind them of where they may have come from and where they could be going if things turn south. So if you want to understand the hatred, the real hatred, not just disagreement, but gut-level loathing and fear of Trump in, say, New York or Washington or L.A., you've got to understand that first. It's not really Trump. It's his voters. The new money class despises them. Trump didn't despise them. And that really was his secret. In the end, he didn't have much in some ways, but Donald Trump did not judge his own voters. In real life, Trump actually ate at McDonald's. It's true. And they knew it was true, and they were grateful for it. And you'd be grateful for it, too, if everyone else hated you. Pretty soon, 13 days from now, then, of course, now, 9 days from now, These voters, tens of millions of them, will not have Donald Trump to protect them. They won't have anyone. And unless the Republican Party decides to wake up and push back against the lies in progress and acknowledge the purpose of those lies, which is an unprecedented crackdown in the way you live, you will have no chance either. Now, Danny, I think that was very telling by Tucker. And it certainly resonates with Hillary's description of Trump voters as a basket of deplorables. These people are so arrogant and they have lost touch with what it is to be a real American that they live in some ideological fantasy world. And it is repulsive, Danny. It is repulsive.
There's no doubt, sir, the arrogance is everywhere. The way they're acting in Congress right now, even coming from all the different players at the top, they have no concern for the public at all. It's kind of almost like an elite ruling class they've become instead of public servants that they were elected. There's no doubt that, there's a new group forming of people that support Trump. There's people who have come out of the woodworks everywhere to support Trump this last 4 years. And it seems more and more as time goes by, they're so out of touch, those people at the top. They're so out of touch with the people that pay the taxes, the people that produce things, have jobs. You know, we make things. They don't do anything. They sit around. They collect a paycheck. You know, they make a lot of money on insider trading, all the other deals that it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It's time for many of these people to go. And I would agree it's time for a new, whether you want to call it Republican Party, a Trump Republican Party, there's so many different names for it. It's time, sir. It's definitely time.
Well, Donald Trump promised us he was going to drain the swamp. It's just that the swamp was so massive and encompassing, even reaching internationally, that it's taken this much time to do it. But Danny, it has begun. This is another promise he made during his campaign to the American people that he is keeping, and I am in awe. Danny, this go down as the greatest president in American history. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch The Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present along with all of our guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Danny, of course, we have ongoing efforts by Nancy Pelosi and these other horrific traitors to America to try to get Trump out of the way, no doubt because they're terrified that he's going to crack down on them, as he is already proceeding to do. She's therefore been moving the idea of impeachment or the 25th Amendment. Here's a story about it. Pelosi says House to move forward with impeachment attempt if Pence doesn't respond. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Sunday evening said the House will move forward with a resolution Monday that calls on Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment in order to impeach the president just 2 weeks before his term ends. Apparently, she brought it up today, and I have a brand new report here during the break. Republican blocks House from bringing up 25th Amendment resolution. Representative Alex Mooney, a Republican from West Virginia, on Monday blocked Democrats from introducing a resolution via unanimous consent to call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Donald Trump. The Democrat-backed resolution calls on Pence and the cabinet to declare what is obvious to a horrified nation, that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Certainly not, in my opinion, Danny. This is obviously pure propaganda. Democrats can now bring the resolution up for a vote on Tuesday on the resolution. Last week, he was among the GOP lawmakers who did not vote to certify key states. He's going to go down as an American hero for this act, Danny. Meanwhile, Alan Dershowitz has pointed out the absurdity of the situation, that Democrats cannot impeach Trump, and you can't impeach him after leaving office. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz said Democrats have virtually no chance of successfully impeaching and removing President Trump before Inauguration Day. The case cannot come to trial in the Senate, because the Senate has rules, and the rules would not allow the case to come to trial until, according to the majority leader, 1 p.m. on January 20th, an hour after President Trump leaves office. Dershowitz, who defended Trump during the Senate impeachment trial a year ago, suggested the Constitution does not allow for impeaching a former president either. And the Constitution specifically says the president shall be removed from office upon impeachment. It doesn't say the former president. Congress has no power to impeach or try a private citizen, whether it be a private citizen named Donald Trump or named Barack Obama or anyone else. Those seem to me to be telling observations, Danny. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, that, to me, I think the word propaganda doesn't hit it hard enough. I mean, I don't know what Nancy Pelosi is talking about. The 25th Amendment doesn't seem to apply whatsoever, in my opinion. I agree with Dershowitz. I mean, trying to impeach him with a few weeks left, they're obviously in a panic, sir. This panic really started after the raid when they got a hold of Nancy Pelosi's laptop, of which you showed just one of the letters. We can only imagine what we'll be seeing in the days and weeks to come. But this is just I'm not sure what this is. This is might be an attempt for them to reach out to any supporters that they have to try and make them feel like the Democrats are in control. You know, I'm trying to read into this a little bit, but to impeach a president, any president, with that kind of speed, I mean, you have to have, what would the charges be? I want to know exactly what criminal activity that he committed to even bring up the charges in the first place. You know, to impeach a president, you have to have 2/3 of Congress. But, you know, I just don't see how they're even going to come up with charges in the first place. They rushed through the last impeachment. You know, look at how they skipped many steps and rushed through the last one. Well, look how long it took. I mean, and for Nancy to suggest that they can do this in just a few days, it's just absurd, sir. It's just another absurdity coming from the left out of the Democrats.
Here's another brand new report, Danny, that's just broken. Mike Pence just revealed if he would take part in this plot to remove Donald Trump from office. The president's enemies waited 4 years for this moment, even though Donald Trump finally conceded the 2020 election, which he, in fact, did not do. He merely said there'd be a smooth transition on the 20th, really implying a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. It was not a concession speech, as Lynn Wood and others have observed. His opponents still demand vengeance, and Mike Pence just revealed if he would take part in this plot to remove Trump from office. Critics claim Trump incited a riot with his speech to a March to Save America rally on Wednesday morning. Trump urged supporters to walk to the Capitol and support politicians objecting to certifying the Electoral College results. And mind you, Danny, that was a key element of having this intrusion to disrupt the presentation of evidence and arguments that were taking place in this meeting of the House and the Senate, which was totally disrupted and derailed. A small minority of those protesters became violent, and Democrats, the fake news media, and Never Trump Republicans blamed Trump for inciting a riot. That led to President's opponents in the fake news Democrat and Republican Party to call on Vice President Pence to convene the cabinet and invoke the 25th Amendment to forcibly remove Trump from power. Vice President Pence made it known he would have no part of this scheme. Business Insider exclusively reported, Vice President Mike Pence doesn't support removing President Trump from office via the 25th Amendment, despite the growing bipartisan chorus for a last-minute change at the very top of the American government. Pence advisors told Insider, not happening. A Republican close to Pence said when asked about growing calls for him to replace Trump. At least to that extent, Mike Pence hasn't shown himself to be a complete knucklehead and traitor to the American people, though he's obviously done so on multiple other grounds, Danny. Your thoughts about that late report from Pence?
Well, you know, I'm not sure what's on Pence's mind at this point. I mean, the way he acted during the hearings the other day, you know, very strange the way he kind of changed some of the rules and bypassed some of the rules. There's something, I don't know what's going on with that guy, but, you know, his behavior is becoming very strange. But, you know, I think he knows at this point he's in enough hot water as it is what's going on. I just, you know, he's not going to go along with the scheme. The 25th Amendment doesn't apply to President Trump and what's going on right now. It makes absolutely no sense. The Democrats are grasping at straws. They're in a panic, sir. You know, you take a look around the web, all the different people reporting the laptops have been stolen. You know, I'd like to point out so people really understand, this is important to kind of get the details. You showed the picture earlier, or one of the pictures. You know, when they went in there, all those people went into the room, into the chambers room. You know, not only was Pelosi and all of her crew, many of the Democrats and the Republicans, they were chased out of the room, but they were in such a hurry, sir, to get out of that room, they left their laptops open on their desk, not even closed. And, you know, who knows if they had time to shut them down or lock up accounts or whatever. But those laptops appear to be seized. And right after that happened, that's when the panic totally ensued. And again, you showed that one letter, and we would never get a chance to see a letter like that. That would never be exposed if they didn't have the laptop. Several different sources, including General McInerney, are also confirming that Trump is in possession of those laptops, or, you know, people that work for him in the military in possession. And Simon Parks reported early this morning or late last night, he also reported that many of those laptops have actually been decoded. So very interesting take on what's going on there. This whole thing was a contrived setup. You know, this whole entire event, the shooting was obviously set up by the Democrats and the Dems. I think it's Chuck Schumer in that video analysis that I pointed out earlier with the shooting. I think it's a distraction. They cooked up the whole thing, sir. They had the police lead them into the building. I mean, enough is enough. For them to try and craft some sort of an impeachment around this so-called siege at this point is it's over the top ridiculous. I think the American people see through it. Of course, that's not going to stop the corruption and corrupt, you know, Pelosi's of the world from trying to move forward. But I just don't see it happening at this point, sir.
Frankly, I suspect that Mike Pence is going to be among those arrested. And we have heard that Michael Flynn might be Trump's choice to be his vice president in his second term, which would require approval of both houses, however. So I think that the ramifications of all of this are going to be huge. Perhaps he could be appointed acting vice president, you know, contingent upon confirmation, just as Trump has done to so many other offices. It may be that's feasible as well. I have another story to report, to share with you, Danny. We are at war. This is coming from Global Research, which is a website devoted to the investigation of and responding to and exposing globalization, which, of course, is lying behind all of the assaults upon the United States. Listen to this by Peter Koenig. We are at war. We are at war, yes, and I don't mean the West against the East, against Russia and China, nor the entire world against an invisible coronavirus. No, we, the common people, are at war against an ever more authoritarian and tyrannical elitist globalist system reigned by a small group of multi-billionaires that planned already decades ago to take power over the people, to control them, reduce them to what a minute elite believes is an adequate number to inhabit Mother Earth, and to digitize and robotize the rest of the survivors as a sort of serfs. It's a combination of George Orwell's 1984 and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Welcome to the age of the transhumans, if we allow it. Vaccination. That's why vaccination is needed in warp speed, to inject us with transgenic substances that may change our DNA, lest we may wake up, or at least a critical mass may become conscious and change the dynamics, because dynamics are not predictable, especially not in the long term. The war is real, and the sooner we all realize it, the sooner those in masks and those in social distancing take cognizance of the worldwide anti-human dystopian situation we have allowed our governments to bestow upon us, the better our chance to retake our sovereign selves. Today, we are confronted with totally illegal and oppressive rules, all imposed under the pretext of health protection. Non-obedience is punishable by huge fines. Military and police enforce rules, mask wearing, social distancing, keeping within the allowed radius of our homes, quarantine, staying away from our friends and families. Actually, the sooner we, the people, will take up an old forgotten characteristic of humankind, solidarity, and fight this war with our solidarity, with our love for each other, for mankind, and with our love for life and our love for Mother Earth, the sooner we become again independent, self-assured beings, an attribute we have lost gradually over the last decades, at the latest since the beginning of the neoliberal onslaught of the 1980s. Slice by tiny slice of human rights and civil rights have been cut off under the false pretext and propaganda security to the point where we, drowned in propagated dangers of all kinds, begged for more security and gladly gave away more of our freedoms and rights. How sad. Now the salami has been sliced away. We suddenly realize there is nothing left. It's irrecoverable. We have allowed it to happen before our eyes for promised comfort and propaganda lies by these small group of elitists, by the globalists in their thirst for endless power and endless greed and endless enlargements of their riches, of their billions. Are billions of any monetary union riches? Doubtfully. They have no love, no soul, no heart, just a mechanical blood pump that keeps them alive, if you can call that alive. These people, the globalists, they have sunk so deep in their moral dysfunction, totally devoid of ethics, that their time has come, either to be judged against international human rights standards, war crimes and crimes against humanity, similar as done by the Nuremberg tribunals after World War II, or to disappear, blinded away by a new epic of light. As the number of awakening people is increasing, the Western powers that be are becoming increasingly nervous and spare no effort, coercing all kinds of people, paragovernment, administrative staff, medical personnel, even independent medical doctors, into defending and promoting the official narrative. It is so obvious when you have known these people in normal times, their progressive opinion suddenly turning by 180 degrees to the official narrative, defending the government lies, the lies of the bought scientific task forces that advise the governments and thereby provide governments with alibis to tighten the screws a bit more. Mrs. Merkel's remarks come to mind around the people, the very people the government should defend and work for. The lies and deceptive messages coming from scientists who may have been promised eternal, endless ladders of career or lives in a hidden paradise? What more may they get in turn for trying to subvert their friends, peers, patients' opinions about the horrific disease COVID-19? Possibly something that is as good as life itself and is basically cost-free for the avaricious rich. For example, a vax certificate without having been vaxxed by the toxic injections, maybe by a placebo, opening the world of travel and pleasurable activities to them as before. By the way, has anyone noticed that in 2021, winter flu season, the flu has all but disappeared? Why? It has conveniently been folded into COVID to fatten and exaggerate the COVID statistics. It's a must dictated by the globalists, the invisible top echelon, whose names may not be pronounced. Governments have to comply with COVID quotas in order to survive the hammer of the globalists. Other special benefits for those selected and complacent defender of the official narrative, the placebo vax, may include dispensation from social distancing, mask wearing, quarantining, and who knows, a hefty monetary award. Nothing would be surprising when you see how this tiny evil cell is growing like a cancer to take full power over the world, including and especially Russia and China, where the bulk of the world's natural resources are buried and where technological and economic advances far outrank the greed economy of the West. They will not succeed. What if the peons don't behave? Job loss, withdrawal of medical licenses, physical threats to families and loved ones, and more. The globalist evil actions and influence peddling is hitting a wall in the East, where they are confronted with educated and awakened people. We are at war. Indeed, the 99.999% against the 0.001%. Her tactics are dividing to conquer, accompanied by this latest brilliant idea, launching an invisible enemy, a virus, a pandemic, and a fear campaign to oppress and tyrannize the entire world, all 193 UN member countries. The infamous words, spoken already more than half a century ago by Rockefeller protege Henry Kissinger, comes to mind. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. Quoted below are some lines and thoughts of a 1 January 2021 RT op-ed article by Helen Bendizek entitled Civil War, Medical Discrimination, Spy Satellites, and Cyborgs, How 2021 Could Make Us Yearn for 2020. The article may point us in a direction of what may happen in 2021, which we certainly do not yearn for. Quote, people everywhere are eager to bid farewell to 2020. A year in which our lives were turned upside down by power-mad elites who seized the COVID-19 pandemic as a chance to go full police state. But be careful what you wish for. Merely putting up a new calendar does nothing to address the mounting repression and tyranny, which seems certain to reach a breaking point. Humanity has been pushed to the limit with arbitrary rules, enforced poverty, and mandated isolation. It will only take a spark or two for things to explode. And she continues, as vaccines are rolled out to the general public, the divide between those obeying the rules and the dissidents will only grow. Those who decline to get the jab will be treated as paras, banned from some public spaces and told it's their fault life hasn't gone back to normal, just as so-called anti-maskers have been. And moreover, anyone isn't thrilled by the idea of ingesting an experimental compound whose makers have been indemnified from any lawsuit will be deemed an enemy of the state, even separated from their children or removed from their home as a health risk. Neighbors will gleefully rat each other out for the equivalent of an extra chocolate ration, meaning even the most slavishly obedient individuals could end up in quarantine concentration camps for upsetting the wrong people. Yes, we are in the midst of war, a war that has already ravaged our society, dividing it all the way down to families and friends. If we are not careful, we may not look our children and grandchildren in the eyes because we knew, we ought to have known what was and is going on, what is being done by a small, dark power elite, the globalists. We must step out of our comfort zone and confront the enemy with an awakened mind of consciousness and a heart filled with love, but also with fierce resistance. If we fail to step up for our rights, this war goes on to prepare future generations to abstain from congregating with other people. What they're doing, Danny, is depriving us of everything that makes our lives meaningful. Association with other people, football games, restaurants, theaters, plays, even meeting with family and friends for events like Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's a tragedy. We have to see through this scam. And I say, thank God it appears that Donald Trump is seizing the moment and taking control for the sake of America, but also for the rest of the world. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree. It's a small group of globalists. It's the money printers that are doing this. They want the world a certain way, Dr. Fetzer. The people are not going along with it. It's obvious. And things are coming to a head, and that's what we're seeing. They're fighting for power. You know, they call it populism, whatever they want to call it. And Donald Trump has woken up a lot of people around the world, and they're not happy, and they're committing blatant fraud in the open. You know, I want to talk for a second about the COVID-19. I've been following that very closely for a long time. I have a lot of family members that are in the medical. I see what's going on in the hospital. Sir, they're empty. The lie continues. There's just none of the cases that are being reported in my area are actually happening. It's just not happening. It's pure propaganda on the news. And then the other day, a big report that I had sent you, I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but this is a really big one. The president of Ghana has come out and he read the Rockefeller plan for the rollout of the COVID-19. And it is astonishing to listen to him read it word for word, the first wave, the second wave, the propaganda of the media, how to act and respond when people push back. It's when he read it out, it's exactly what we see on TV. It makes you feel like we're living in a movie script after he did it. I guess they sent it to him because they wanted him to go along with it, and he refused to go along with it. And instead, he exposed it to the world in a recording that he put out. And when you hear it, sir, I was so shocked when I heard that. I couldn't believe that he was actually reading the script of the coronavirus, the origin of where it came from, then how it left the U.S., went to Canada, then it went to China. He called it a biological weapon. It's just so treasonous what these people have done to destroy businesses and try to take down the monetary system around the world. Everybody needs to hear the entire plan in their own words, in their own writing, sir. It's absolutely just astonishing.
Danny, you're exactly right. And it projects, you know, a second wave and the whole bit of events that have yet to unfold in accordance with a script. And one of the really most heartening elements of General McEnany's summary of the situation was it showed a comprehensive appraisal of the role of the coronavirus in order to enslave the entire world on behalf of the globalists. So I believe now that President Trump is going to emancipate us not only from this socialist communist takeover spearheaded by the Democratic Party, where Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mike Pence and even the Chief Justice Roberts are key players, but from the globalist agenda, and where, by the way, I'm getting reports that the first arrest is going to shock the world. And if I had to offer a conjecture, remember how the general observed how Barack Obama only moved a couple of miles away from the White House and brought in Valerie Jarrett and set up to conduct intel operations against Donald Trump. Don't be surprised if the first arrest, the most prominent, turns out to be none other than Barack Hussein.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line.